I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Josh, a lot made of Aaron Donald and the challenge of dealing with him. So observations on what, as you see, makes him this very dangerous guy, besides the great production he's had, and how you kind of feel or look at the plan of dealing with him, and as it affects you, getting the ball off quickly and, you know, the reads, all the things you have to do to help protect yourself.
Yeah, well, he's the best in the world at what he does, and, you know, arguably the greatest to ever do it in that position. He's so explosive, so powerful, so quick. He can bull rush you. He can swim you. He can basically juke you at the line of scrimmage. He's a tough task to handle, you know. And it's not just the stats that speak out for him. Obviously, his stats are great, but it's the other stuff. It's forcing double teams and allowing his other players to, get one-on-one matchups. And it's the attention that he brings to the game, which is the tricky part. You know, you have to have a plan for him. You have to, you know, get two guys going to him at all times. And even then, it still might not be enough. So it's going to be a tough task on Sunday. We're doing the best that we can do in game plan. We're getting a good look on scout team right now. And, we got to go and we got to execute what coach tells us to do.
Who plays his part in the scout team?
It's kind of a mixed bag. But we got a couple guys over there and they're going hard. So it's forcing our O-line to step up and practice well and try to prepare the best that we can.
Real quick, the cereal. It all indications are it's selling like crazy. Just if you could give a thought on that, and of course the charitable tie to Oshai.
I mean, all 17%, you know, of the proceeds go to Oshai Children's Hospital, and it's something that, you know, was just kind of brought to my attention. It wasn't something that I was like looking to go out and do, but it's just a cool opportunity, you know, and the name was kind of an ode to Flutie Flakes, Josh's Jacks. I love the alliteration, I think it's alliteration is the right word. It's just really cool. And Deion Dawkins was talking to me about it. And it's just like, as a kid, that's something that you kind of dream of, is being an athlete and, being on a cereal box. And I think it's something that, you know, people get and they start their day and they look at me and on a cereal box, and it's just, I don't know, it's definitely weird, but it's a cool thing and something to, you know, cross off the bucket list.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, Adam Benigni, Channel 2. Nice to see you. Congratulations on the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Thank you.
What does that mean to you individually? And then I wanted you to expand on something that Brian Daboll said yesterday. In terms of the unselfishness in the receiving core, I think a lot of us found that really interesting, how they're all working to get each other the ball and get open for you, and that kind of that chemistry that's forming early on here. So I guess the Offensive Player of the Week honor, and then how you see that evolving in terms of the receiving core and how you're able to take advantage of it right now.
Yeah, well, one, the AFC Player of the Week, it's, in my opinion, it's not a huge deal for me. I think of it more as a team-oriented goal or team-oriented award. You know, it takes 5-plus guys to block on every given play, and it takes your receivers to go get open and go catch the ball and make plays after the catch. So that's what we did this last Sunday, and, it's an honor to be named that, but ultimately that's not why I play the game. But like you said, the receiving core, like Smoke getting on the phone and saying, you know, keep feeding 14, and then 14 at halftime trying to talk to Dave's and see what we can do to get the ball to 10 and 15. So guys that are just willing to do whatever it takes to win the game, they understand that we're going to throw the ball and they're going to have their opportunities and they're going to, you know, take advantage of their opportunities, but they're not wanting to force anything. And as a quarterback, I'm not trying to force the ball to anybody. I'm trying to throw it to the open guy, given what the defense has given us.
Is that more prevalent in the receiving core than it's been in the past?
For sure. And like I said, you get true professionals like John Smoke or John Cole and Diggs, and then you got the young guys that just, you know, just want to go in there and do their job. And I think that's the really the MO for the whole team. You know, we're not trying to flash you and surprise you. We're trying to do our job, whatever coaches call that given play. We're trying to go out there and execute our job.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, I like the shirt. I'm glad we picked a match.
Nice.
Be cool. What's the toughest part about going up against an elite corner? I know you get to practice against Trey White every day, but you have Jalen Ramsey coming in here on Sunday. So what are some of the struggles that a quarterback goes through going up against an elite corner almost every day, and you get to go against one on Sunday?
Yeah, the toughest part, in my opinion, I mean, I think Tony does a good job of reading the quarterback in his drop. You know, his eyes are really in the backfield, and he's able to tell if a quarterback's speeding up his drop and trying to get out quick, ready to jump a route. And he's a very aggressive corner. He can play man. He can play in zone. You know, he's very good at route recognition. And it's going to be tough to win some matchups versus him. But at the same time, it's not time to shy away from anybody or anything. We understand, you know, whatever the defense gives us, we're gonna take that, you know. But he's definitely a problem to be dealt with, and you know, we got to keep our eye on him for sure.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, Mike Catalano in Rochester. You've never talked about numbers, good or not great days. You always say it's not about numbers, but you've got teammates too, like the wide receivers. That as unselfish as they are, numbers can be a big part of how they get paid, how they get respect, all those things. How enjoyable is it to have games like you had Sunday where all the guys get their numbers, all the guys get that exposure and that extra attention, even if you don't focus on it as the main thing?
I mean, I just think it shows how balanced we are as an offense. You know, we got guys that can do a lot of different things, and when their number's called upon, they made some plays, and you know, I can tell you that I think winning kind of that's the cure all. I think you win, I think that's when people get paid. And I think people understand that. So it's not about really stats here in Buffalo. We just want to win football games. And that's really it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh. Sean Worrell, AP.
You see work.
Good seeing you. I hate to say it, but there's a history between you and Jalen, and it's been revisited a few times, including you signing this jersey. If you use the word trash, and what do you make of that? And you get to see him again.
I mean, that was so long ago, in my opinion, and that's really a non-factor. You know, he's been a great player in this league for a long time, and he's only gotten better. And like I said, he's a problem that we're going to have to deal with. And you know, we're focusing on one job, and that's to try to put our best foot forward and try to get a win on Sunday here in Buffalo, and that's really all we're looking forward to.
Even for all the slights, you know, I mean, that stinks from anybody coming from a peer and you know, a player in this league. I mean, that doesn't that hurt?
No, not at all. You know, I care about, you know, the opinions of the guys in the locker room, and trying to be the best player, best person, best leader I can be for the Buffalo Bills.
Last thing is about Stephon Diggs and what he's done to this offense. One of Sean's bigger concerns this offseason was getting timing right with a limited offseason. What is it about you and Steph in particular that has really clicked?
I mean, I think mentality-wise, I think we're very similar. We're very highly competitive. We just want to win. That's what it takes. He's a very good route runner, obviously we know that, but he's also good in scramble drills and reaction, and that's kind of how I play the game. So I think the style that he plays with just kind of fits in with the style how I play. I think we've done a good job, you know, trying to bond off the field as well, and like I said, I think that pays dividends on the field.
I appreciate that, Josh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, and kind of going off of Maddie and Warrell's questions here, when it comes to facing a guy like Jalen Ramsey, I guess how much does it soften the blow, I guess, having someone like Stephon Diggs on your side, someone who you showed last week you're willing to throw the ball up to and let him come down with it, let him make a play on a 50-50 ball?
I mean, I think that kind of need or is going to be seen on Sunday. I think that, you know, you have to respect Stephon as a receiver, and you know, he's been really good in this league for a long time too. And it's just not like a guy and a guy cancel each other out. There's going to be wins. There's going to be losses. As a football team, we understand that. You know, we've got to roll through any type of adversity that we see. And my job is just to try to get playmakers outside and, you know, on time, accurately, and let them, you know, make some plays after the catch. And hopefully we can do that on Sunday. And, again, it's just not like we're focusing on two guys on the defense. You know, they've been playing really good at a high level. So we got to go out there and we got to execute whatever Coach Dable calls. And, you know, that's the name of the game.
And kind of going off of that, especially – we've been seeing it these past two games. How much do you think guys like Cole Beasley and John Brown have benefited from Stephon's addition to this team? Because, I mean, all three of them have got off to, you know, pretty excellent starts so far.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when we signed or when we traded for Stephon, I don't know if people were thinking that, you know, the production rates for John and Cole would go down. I came out and said, you know, it's going to allow them to have more opportunities. And I think we've seen that in the first 2 weeks. And, but the ultimate game is we got to continue to get better. We got to continue to communicate. We got to go out there and execute whatever, like I said, whatever Coach Dable calls. And, you know, each week presents a different challenge and allows different opportunities for our guys. But, you know, they're such great professional football players that they're focused at their job and the task at hand. And that's really all that matters. And that's why I love them so much.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh. Matt Fairburn here. You know, listening to you answer those questions about Jalen and stuff, and even over the last few years, listening to you answer questions about critics or anything else, you've always kind of kept a pretty even keel approach. As you've kind of matured in this league, how have you learned to just emotionally navigate the highs and lows of outside noise, whether it's good or bad? Obviously a lot of it's good this week. Some of it's been bad in the past. How have you, you know, grown and matured to be able to handle that and focus on your development?
Well, I mean, I think it kind of goes back to even being Pop Warner in high school. And there's always going to be people that tell you, you know, you're not any good, or you can't do this, can't do that. You know, I was a guy that had no offers out of high school. You know, and I didn't let that get to me, and I put my head down and I work, and I trust the guys around me, and like I said, I just try to be the best leader that I can be for the Buffalo Bills, and the best player on the field, the best teammate off the field, and you know, that's really what I'm about.
Do you take any satisfaction in being able to kind of point to the scoreboard after a game like Sunday?
No, yeah, I take satisfaction winning games, whatever the cost, and it doesn't matter how many yards or touchdowns. As long as we got more points than the other guys, that's all I care about.
And if I could, quick pre-snap motion, what does that do for you as a quarterback?
I mean, I think just generically, it kind of forces the defense to show what's coming, if they're going to spin a safety, if they're going to run with. You get some good man zone indicators usually, and you know, just sometimes gets the defense out of position and allows us to get better angles.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.